This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss. In the D.C. area, it's emp180weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, Capitals insider for NBC Sports Washington, is Tariq El-Bashir. And I believe Tariq is going to be busy today at 11:30. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, we're going all out for this game. I mean, obviously, it's a huge game for the Capitals. It's a huge game for Washington sports. And we're going to be live from PPG Paints Arena on Facebook Live starting at 11:30. My cohorts, Alan May and Rob Carlin, I believe they are en route or already in Pittsburgh, and we'll be down there with guests and talking about this game, breaking it down from all angles, because as we know, there's a lot at stake tonight.
Huge.
Well, I feel like, you know, we all know about the history in elimination games or opportunity to eliminate an opponent. I think Steinberg tallied up the last 13 tries that D.C. teams have had this opportunity, right? They've been 0-for. But I think this is different, particularly with the Caps, because I think it's been since like 94 or 95 where they potentially have two cracks at this, right? It's not just a one-time deal. We got two shots at this.
That's exactly right. And that's something that Coach Barry Trotz pointed out yesterday. The Caps have wiggle room. The Penguins do not. I just feel like this Capitals team, it's got a different resolve than we've seen in years past, which is why I'm a little optimistic going into tonight's game. You remember last year, semifinals against the Penguins, that game seven, and how flat the Caps came out and how they just got pushed around and didn't generate any offense and, you know, ended up getting shut out in an elimination game. And it just looked like something wasn't right there. It felt like there was a mental hurdle, a mental block, something that was preventing them from playing at their best in the biggest moment. And I haven't seen that throughout these playoffs or really throughout this season. You know, there certainly is a different mix of characters. You know, there's a half dozen new players in this team. But I think even the holdovers just kind of have this different resolve, this different determination. Just go back to last game. You know, they were down 3-2 going into the third period. Yeah, I kind of looked down and I was like, all right, so this team's either going to fold like a cheap tent or they're going to do something that we haven't seen before. And remember those first 4 or 5 minutes? I mean, obviously Kuznetsov scored the big game-tying goal, but they just came out with this energy and this hunger that I'm not sure I expected, and they didn't take their foot off the gas. They kept their foot down, and I think the Penguins were even surprised. They were like, whoa, what's going on here? Are these the Capitals? I think we thought we were just going to roll over them. And that's the kind of killer instinct that I think this group has missed or has been lacking in recent years. And I feel like they've either figured it out or they realize they're running out of time. And that's why, boys, I'm going into tonight's game with a little bit of optimism.
And Tariq, for the Caps to advance, Holtby has to keep playing the way he has in these playoffs. He's 7-3. He's got a 2.16 goals against. The only guy with a much better number than him so far is Marc-Andre Fleury for the Vegas Golden Knights. He's saving almost 93% of the shots that he's facing. He faced 39 shots in the last game. Do you expect the same amount of shots tonight for Holtby? And talk about his overall play through these playoffs.
Yeah, I would say his workload is probably going to be similar. Just remember, I mean, this is the two-time champions in the Penguins. And, you know, their backs are against the wall here. They're not going to go quietly. They have faced elimination 4 times under Mike Sullivan, and they won those games. So they do not go quietly into the night. I would expect them to throw everything in the kitchen sink at Braden Holtby tonight. And look, kudos to Holtby for going through what he went through and coming out on the other side a mentally tougher player and possibly a better player in general. You know, he had his net taken away from him at the start of the playoffs. That's a humiliating, tough thing to get over when you are, you know, a guy who's typically winning Vezina trophies or being up for best goaltender in the NHL, and now you're being told you're not going to start the playoffs. The backup is going to start the playoffs. That's got to be a hard thing to swallow, but he swallowed it with professionalism and went back to work, continued the work that he had been doing with the goalie coaches the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of the season as Coach Trotz, you know, wanted to get him what he calls, in quotes, a reset. And since he went back into the net in game three, to start game three against Columbus, we are starting to see the Holtby that we've become accustomed to seeing. I mean, he's playing confident. He's playing big. He's on top of his crease. He's not looking behind him. You know, typically, you know, one thing I look for in Holtby, and you can say this about most goaltenders, when they're not confident in themselves, when those pucks kind of go in those areas that where the puck can kind of squeak through, the first thing they do is they look behind them. You see their head kind of turn because now they're like, oh, crap, do I got to turn around and make sure this dribbler doesn't go across the goal line? He's not doing that because he knows where the puck is. It's in his breadbasket or it's in his glove or, you know, it's in the corner because he steered the rebound into a non-threatening area. You know, and that's the kind of goalie that he was back in 2016. And, you know, good on him for working his way back into that form, and good for the Capitals because this is the time of year. I think I've told you this before, guys. I mean, you could call NHL playoffs, you know, instead of hockey, it could be called goalie. I mean, it's that important. Goaltending is the most important position on the ice. And right now, I would say the Capitals have the better of the two netminders.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Can you go into sort of the subtlety and the nuance of what Barry Trotz is thinking about when he says, like, to us, it would be a no-brainer. We would start Vrana on the first line, right? That seemed to be the impetus, the change there in that third period. But because of the line changing and the opportunity to do that last or whatever, I guess Pittsburgh will have that advantage now. It doesn't sound like that's a no-brainer and that Barry may stick with Spithpelli there on that first line. Can you kind of go into what he's thinking about there?
Sure. So the X's and O's of that is when you're on the road, the home team gets what's called the last change, which means the referee will allow the home team coach to look out there, see who the visiting team has put out there for a face-off, and then will allow that coach, the home coach, to go, I don't like that matchup. All right, guys, you three are off. You two D are off. I'm putting out these two D, and I'm putting out these three forwards. Now, Sullivan is, at this time of year, is kind of what they call a hard matcher. I mean, he is going to be dialed in and focused. Him and the other two coaches on his bench, that's all they're going to be watching for, is trying to get favorable matchups throughout the game. For example, you don't want Sidney Crosby necessarily going up against Nicholas Backstrom's line every single time, because Nicholas Backstrom follows Sidney Crosby around with his stick right in his gut the entire time, and Crosby doesn't get a whole lot of space. If you're getting the last change, you're going to want to put Crosby out against maybe Lars Eller or maybe against Jay Beagle. Now, that's not to say those guys aren't as good defensively, but, you know, typically when that matchup occurs, Crosby has a little bit more space. So getting back to the way the Caps might construct their lines, you would not want to have a line, most likely, of Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Vrana, simply because they're not the best defensive group. I mean, Kuznetsov, when he wants to be, can be an outstanding defensive center. It's not always there. Ovi is a transformed player. He is a much better player defensively than he has been at any point in his career. But he's still not a 200-foot player. He's not the kind of guy you say, he's a shutdown winger. He can go get his goals, but he's also going to be in the right spot every single time defensively. Jake Brown is the same way. You know, he's trying. He's trying his best. He's just not there yet in terms of defensive detail. I think he will get there eventually. You remember, he's a young man, 21 years old. So you want to have a little bit more balance in your lines when you can't, as a coach, say, okay, I'm going to throw out Kuznetsov, Ovechkin, and Varana against the weaker defensive pair or the weaker defensive forwards against the Penguins. So if you were to throw out the Kuznetsov line against the Crosby line, and Verano's on that side, you might get eaten up defensively. I mean, it might not go very well for you. So, in my opinion, that's also why Barry Trotz hesitated to make that change until, what was it, late second period, when the Caps were getting kind of desperate and you really wanted to get Verano out there and let him use his speed. At that point, you're in a tough spot. You know, you're in game five, you're behind. You've got to get some offense going, even if it is at the expense of a little bit of defensive play. I think that, personally, I think Trotz is kind of just
talking.
I would say talking a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit of gamesmanship,
right.
Maybe a little bit of, because you know the other coaches, you know, Sullivan and his assistants are reading what the quotes that are coming out of Washington. And if they have to spend 20 more minutes preparing for what Barry Trotz said as opposed to what he's doing, then you won because they spent more time going over something you don't plan to do. So that's why Barry Trotz might say that. I do think you're going to see Verano on that top line quite a bit, but I do think he also might have DSP up there at certain times when he feels like he needs a little more defensive structure on that forward combo.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. He'll be at PPG Paints Arena doing Facebook Live today at 11:30. What's the latest on Backstrom and Carlson, their injury status?
Well, it seems like Carlson is good to go. There was no practice yesterday, so we weren't able to eyeball anybody and see who was out there and who they were skating with. But from what Coach Trotz said, he expects Carlson to be full go. Nicholas Backstrom is expected to be in the lineup. As we know, Backstrom missed part of the third period of Game 5. We aren't sure exactly what the upper body injury is. Their teams are loath to kind of give too much information, especially this time of year. But if you went back and you watched the replays of that game, in the first period, Backstrom took a puck off the hand. Justin Schultz took a slap shot. And Backstrom was out there killing a penalty, and it struck the backside of his hand. So, we don't know if that's the injury, but it could be because he didn't take any faceoffs. So the question really about Backstrom is, if he does play, is he going to be limited? Is he going to be out there, at 75%? That will also cause Coach Trotz to maybe juggle things and handle his matchups a little bit differently if he's not at full strength, because Backstrom's a pretty good faceoff guy, and if he can't take any draws, that could put them in a tough spot.
Well, Tarik, I know one thing, man. We cannot give them 5 power plays again tonight. I mean, they are just too dangerous.
Goodness.
Every time they get a power play, I'm just, I close one eye.
Right.
I just can't watch it. I just feel like they're going to score in every one of them.
You're exactly right. Do you remember the first power play goal, the one that went off Sidney Crosby's glove?
Yep.
Did you see the way they moved the puck around that zone?
Incredible.
I mean, it was like it was on a string. It was you simply cannot take these undisciplined penalties. Why are you chasing guys behind the net 200 feet away from your goal and tripping them? If there is a single offensive zone penalty on the Capitals tonight, I sit that player for a couple of shifts. You just simply can't have that this time of year.
Yeah.
All right, Tarik. Right. Appreciate the insight as always. Good luck. 11:30 Facebook Live with the boys.
Great stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Tarik.
That's Tarik El-Bashir. Joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline with the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Live on NBC Sports Washington. Just kind of making fun of myself. So the biggest movie this year has been Avengers Infinity War.
Correct.
It's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
It's made so much cash.
And when we
probably
started talking
already
about
over
this,
a billion,
I would
right,
guess.
We started
well.
Talking about this movie a few weeks ago. You know, Kevin came on. He gave it a 5 out of 5,
right.
Which generous rating.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of people here have seen it. Nobody else gave it a 5.
I think I gave it a 3.75, and I took 2 micro naps.
I feel like you gave it a 4.25, but maybe that was a different movie.
You never know. Maybe it
Either
was.
Either way. You liked it. But the thing is, it's the 18th movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
The MCU for short, yes.
Yes. And so over the weekend, because I kind of want to see it, and I kind of wanted to see Black Panther, but I don't have any of the knowledge of like a lot of these characters that I felt like I should go back and see some of these movies. Now, I've seen the Iron Man movies, so that's 3.
Yeah.
3 out of 18.
Okay, that's good.
And I did see the Spider-Man reboot with the young kid. It was like a really
right.
young kid.
Tom Holland.
And so that's 4. And I thought I saw Hulk, but I did not see the Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Right.
I saw the Eric Bana Hulk.
Nubs.
And I saw the Ed Norton Hulk.
Double nubs.
So I didn't see the Marvel Cinematic Universe thing. And yesterday I had all this free time. My wife was out with the baby. I didn't really have anything going on. So I decided, let me go to Netflix and see what's doing.
Right.
I have no interest in the Thors, okay? Thor Ragnarok,
you don't
whatever
love,
the original
you don't love
Thor
Norse
is.
Gods.
So you can just...
I've never even heard of these things. I've never even heard of these characters.
So I tap out on the Thor. So and I have no interest in Ant-Man, which is part of the...
Which Viking do you hate more, EB? Kirk Cousins or Thor?
Mm.
It's probably neck and neck.
So anyway, EB, I've seen just slightly more Marvel movies than you. I'm not going to see Ant-Man. I'm not going to see Thor. Not really that interested in Captain America, so I said, let me just do Avengers, because they're all together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the one which jumped out on Netflix was Avengers, or actually, it's actually called Captain America Civil War.
Right.
But the Avengers are all in it. I mean, I hate to say it.
It
I fell asleep.
I was on
my couch watching it, because yesterday, there really wasn't anything sports-wise early. You had...
You had the Nats on at 1.
He had the Nats.
JP doesn't really watch the Nats.
I don't like watching the Nats day to day, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'll check in with them, but I'm not going to watch 9 innings.
So the NBA didn't start till 3:30. So
you had 3:30. So yeah. I'm watching it, and I fell asleep. I mean, I basically had to force myself to go back and watch the end. Maybe Infinity War is a 5 out of 5, but I'll tell you, Civil War is about a 2 out of 5.
I'm guessing you're not going to see Infinity War after seeing Captain America.
There's probably
Civil
no
War.
Attraction now.
Yeah, probably not. Although
probably out.
I kind of want to see Black Panther.
Yep.
So when that hits Netflix or Redbox or on demand, I will probably see Black Panther.
Boy, Flakes went to the movies this weekend, saw A Quiet Place with my daughter. I'm going to give that between 4.25 and 4.5 cake batters. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really
Who's
good.
Who's in A Quiet Place?
Scared? No, she had already seen it. She was imploring
she
me to see it.
She saw it a second time?
Yeah. She went with the friends first time. She said, you have to see it, and this is a movie
the guy from the office.
It's actually pretty tense. I mean, it keeps you kind of interested. There's no real lull during... I mean, it's not a very long movie.
It's
about
a very
90 minutes.
Movie, right?
Yeah. For about 90% of it, yes.
I mean, Valdez actually thought it was boring. I don't know why Valdez thought it was boring.
I didn't like it.
Is it a lot of hand signals? Like,
I mean, they are using sign language throughout the movie so they don't get eaten. Yes.
And it's and it's tilting that he impregnated his wife when all a baby's going to do is cry.
That is true. Babies cry a lot.
It's just awful planning.
Yeah, but I think the whole point of was she got pregnant before the aliens invaded.
Now, have the aliens...
Right, because doesn't it show you the timeline?
It does show the number of days.
Right. So what does it start out at, 89 like days or
day
something
89,
like that?
Day 89, yes.
Have the aliens...
I'd have to do the math on that.
Taken over basically the entire
planet? I
got
to assume
planet?
That she got pregnant before they knew about the aliens.
Yes, almost everybody's dead.
Yeah,
yes.
Man, it would suck to be a radio show if most of the planet is gone.
Yeah,
your listenership.
Yeah, you plunge in the ratings. That's a good point.
Hmm.
Yeah, but at that point...
We couldn't survive during
Quiet
Place.
It doesn't matter. All you have to do is... You're just in it for survival at that point. You're not coming down and breaking down the Nats.
Now, people can listen with their earbuds.
They can. That's true. It's very true.
I actually liked The Quiet Place.
I liked it. I enjoyed
it. I thought
it
was pretty good.
What'd you give it, Cakes?
I'm kind of in between 4.25 and 4.5 cake batters.
Give it a 4.37.
Those creatures are...
4.38.
They're some nasty-ass creatures, man. Those things are bad.
They are, yes. But that's definitely a movie you need to see in the theater, not in the Valdezaplex. Lose a little bit of something.
The one thing that I did learn from watching Captain America Civil War with the Avengers, and by having Kevin on for years, mm-hmm. I did watch after the credits the two bonus scenes.
Well, let me just say, I stayed for after the credits for Infinity War in the theater. I was majorly underwhelmed.
I'm guessing.
Do you know how many people work on that movie? There were literally 10 million names that I watched go by to wait for the stupid 90 seconds.
And that 90 seconds is basically just teasing another Avengers film, right?
So not worth it.
Probably teasing Captain Marvel.
Completely not worth it.
I was on Wikipedia the whole time I watched the movie, like, who is Jeremy Renner? What is his deal?
Well, Jeremy Renner, he's the worst Avenger.
He's
they just call him the worst
Avenger.
You
guys bring up Jeremy Renner every time you talk about the Avengers, and he's hardly in it.
Okay, yes, he's hardly in it. But, I mean, I still didn't know, what is Scarlett Johansson? She's Black Widow. What is her deal?
I saw the worst preview. A premise for the worst preview of a movie I've ever heard of. Now, it's got some pretty big names in it. Jeremy Renner. Ed Helms from The Office,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who's in The Hangover.
This is the tag movie. I know it's dumb.
About a game of tag that started with a bunch of kids that has gone on through the years, and it's now a group of grown men that are still playing this game of tag into their 40s while they're getting married and having kids. It looks like the dumbest premise for a movie I've ever seen.
Well, it is.
It is.
So they regularly play a game of tag.
You'll get a few laughs
out of it.
It's
a life game.
Yeah, it's a lifelong game. And Jeremy Renner apparently is the LeBron James of playing tag. He's never been tagged.
Right.
It looks
How do you avoid getting tagged?
He's just silly.
Can't let your boys touch you.
Yeah, he just knows when people are about to tag him and make him it.
So you can never hang out with your friends then? I don't understand the game.
It's the worst premise ever.
I've seen the preview twice, and I want 6 minutes of my life.
Yeah,
back.
Is there a way not to be it if you actually
believe,
get touched?
I mean, do they really need paychecks that bad where they need to do a movie about tag?
Now, I will give it this. It is original. At least they're not rehashing something that's been done 100 times before. But it is a stupid premise. It looks like a big, gigantic bomb.
Was there any other trailer that you saw that interest you?
Ooh, there were 5 or 6. But the only one that really jumps out is the movie about the stupid game of tag.
Yeah.
Can't think of any others. Oh, by the way, big giant void in my life last night from 9 till 10, no Homeland. I'm just missing it.
Yep, you got to wait.
I'm missing it.
You should be watching Billions.
I don't know why
you don't watch Billions.
Billions looks pretty good. I just haven't really gotten
Jason
into it.
Jason always starts on the third season where it makes no sense.
You're in now on Billions?
So, yeah, I've been watching it.
Did you watch since episode 1 this season? So at least you know the Axelrod... I don't even know what Giamatti's character name is.
No, I got to go back and watch one.
The show's really a back and forth of those two
guys. I think
I
started on episode 3 or 4, so I got to go back and watch 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch last night.
Okay. Watching all out of order.
I do that all the time. I don't know why I do it. Laziness.
How'd you like the party at the end of the show last night? Axelrod's party?
I didn't see last night's episode.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
That's all right. I don't care.
Well, just the end scene.
I don't care that much.
Valdez talked about this because he watched it season 1, that they do have gratuitous sex scenes in there. They just throw it in. That's part of the formula. And at the very end of the episode, Bobby Axelrod, who's this big hedge fund manager worth billions of dollars, he is facing trial. And at the very end of the episode, he has a party. So you can guess what happens in the trial. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know. He thinks he's just going back into his apartment. Or his condo.
Someone throws him a surprise party.
To breathe a sigh of relief, and he walks in, and it's not a party. It's nothing but women, 30 just models.
Right.
And then the last scene, he just goes into a hot tub.
I like it. I like Giamatti's wife's. I like her, the actress.
Yeah.
She was in Sons of Anarchy. I get a little bit size for her.
I'm convinced JP's the only person who's ever watched Billions.
Jason just said he's been watching.
Yeah, no, maybe. A lot of people tell me about it.
I don't hear anyone but you guys talk about it. I don't see anything on social media about it. Every Monday
this
on the show.
This is the epicenter of the buzz for Billions.
Well, obviously right, people watch it because it's come back for a third season.
Is Drab right? I want people to let me know on the zip line. Is Drab right? No one watches Billions?
I don't know.
I find that hard to believe.
I don't even know what network it's on.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah.
Well, I would guess no one watches. Yeah. Why would you ever have Showtime?
Because of Homeland.
Homeland.
All right. I know people watch Homeland.
A lot of shows.
People watch Homeland. Yeah. You're right.
People love Ray Donovan. I think that's a show I would like. I just don't watch
it. Good show.
Yeah.
JP just watches TV more than anyone.
Watches a lot
of TV. I watch shows.
Yeah, he would concise for shows.
Still does sitcoms with laugh tracks. I don't understand that in 2018.
I like to laugh.
Right.
I like funny.
I like funny. No, I like funny. I just don't like canned laughter.
It's just cheesy with the canned laughter.
Sometimes.
It's something I've moved past. I have evolved, some would say.
Not many.
Maybe not. I've evolved past sitcoms. I'll just put it with laugh tracks.
See, I'd rather have sports on because you can kind of come and go. You don't have to lock in. You can be distracted. You know, you can fold laundry. You can whatever. You can mess around on your computer. When you have a show on, you have to be locked in. You miss everything. That's why it took me. What was the damn show that was so popular with Woody Harrelson? And the second season was
True Detective.
Yeah, True Detective. I had to watch that thing 100
times.
Well,
you kept rewinding the scene with the chick with the big cans.
Well, that was a good one with Alexandria Daddario.
Of course you're going to.
And by the way, that is coming back for a third.
Yeah, but who are they bringing back? Like, who are the sillies?
Oh, I don't know. Totally different cast.
Yeah, they got to bring back Woody and what you call. But no, my point is, it was so hard for me to focus on like an hour without being distracted. I couldn't do it. Sports are great because you can just have it on the background.
I look forward to watching Homeland and Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of those shows with my wife, too. So it's like, not that we're doing something together, but we're sitting there watching the same show together on the couch, laying there together.
Right. Yeah, we don't do that. I mean, we just don't. I mean, my wife works, and I'm home by myself usually.
My wife works, too.
Yeah. At night, I guess we have the game on. We just have the game on.
I mean, you guys watch The Voice,
my
apparently.
TV still doesn't even work in my bedroom. I don't
you
have a TV
you watch
that works
the
in my
Voice
bedroom.
Together,
how long
you?
Has it been?
It's been like a month. I don't really watch TV in my bedroom. I got to go.
You guys don't watch Shark Tank together?
We do all the time. Yesterday, we watched like 5 episodes.
There you go. You just don't. You never invest in drama.
You love Joe Thornton Tank.
Yeah, but even Shark Tank, you could do stuff. You could just listen to the pitch and then walk over and see something and then go back and do what you're doing and listen. You know, it's not like a show. Like True Detective, you have to watch. There's like little clues and nuances, and
that's
you miss
a
them.
Show.
You can miss a million things in Shark Tank. Although I will say this, does it count as a show? My daughter watches Survivor, and she's watched all 100 seasons, and it's constantly on.
Yeah.
And that is a show where you can drop in, having not seen at all,
yeah.
and just get sucked right in. I still get sucked in on Survivor.
I don't. That's what Awad does. He loves him from Survivor.
God, that show's still interesting to me. And it's stupid.
I just see them doing their confessional sitting on Bung Bung Beach, and I say, I've seen this 100 times.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
I'll probably reach that point with The Bachelor sometime soon.
Yeah, hey, you're still
I probably will.
We got 1 Billions call.
Oh, believe me, I'm getting a ton of
three
no.
people it's, watch it's, Billions.
I'm getting a billion texts on Billions.
There you go. You can text us, by the way, at 1-800-636-1067 on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. What's up, Al?
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? Okay, the comment about, like, nobody's really watching Billions or like, that is insane. That show is fantastic, man, from start to finish. I mean, there's enough shows out there that you can just sit back and just, like, you know, veg the hell out. You know what I'm saying? This show actually causes you to think. This is one of the few shows that are on TV that you actually have to think about what's going on and connect the dots. Trying to figure out what's happening, crazy good. So this idea that there's nobody watching it or you can find that it's insane. Me and my friends, we watch it all the time. This show is fantastic.
All right.
So he's in the tank. For
you
billions.
Got a bunch of texters and Al in Hyattsville watching the show. I used to have Showtime. Cakes, you know why I used to have Showtime.
Was it Family Business with
Seymour
Butts?
The Seymour Butts show.
How long ago was that on?
15 years ago.
Long time.
I mean, it got to be at least 10 years, right? Whatever happened. I think Seymour Butts is still alive.
Yeah, he doesn't look very well.
He doesn't look good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Cakes.
What about Shane?
Oh, Shane.
Shane
Donger. That was my girl. Not the Shane Donger.
Shane Donger.
Who was married to Seymour Butts.
You know, I like the show better a little bit.
For a period of time.
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
You know, I like the show better a little bit.
I don't know. Shane was also, I think at one point, if not married, dating a guy from the band Orgy.
Oh, I remember that.
It's amazing
band.
How much you know about the Shane Donger.
Yeah.
Cakes, you like
Shane
Dorgy.
Donger.
You like that band.
True story, Cakes. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't think I was a big fan.
You like orgies and you like the band Orgy.
Yeah, well, I like orgies better than the band. Right. Way more. Yeah, right. Are you kidding?
I think it was the drummer from Orgy. But okay. They probably had a dozen drummers, because doesn't everybody have a dozen drummers?
Yeah, they pretty much cycle
it's
through.
It's a good pull. I just looked at Wikipedia. She's married to Bobby Fernandez Hewitt of the band Orgy.
Thank you.
They stunk.
How I think old is she now?
Their biggest hit was
one
a
year
cover.
Older than us.
They stunk.
She's 49?
48.
Oh, she probably look. I'm 48. She probably looks atrocious.
I mean, just go to Wikipedia.
Can you find a picture of Shane?
I put Shane
from
Shane's
World. Can you find a picture of her in the last 5 years?
I have no idea where this picture is from.
She probably looks like a ton of bricks at her. actually, looks pretty cute.
I mean,
there.
That could
what
be a year
is that? That could have been 15 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, I
have no idea.
It could have been in her prime.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got that twinkle in his eye. It's creepy.
If you could find a picture of Shane.
Over in his wheelhouse. Talking about Shane's World and Seymour Butts. I mean, this is.
If you Google a picture of Seymour Butts.
Remember when EB used to have. Whenever we'd have a bikini contest or we'd be doing something with girls in studio, he would always go, can we do the butt man shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you demonstrate the butt man shot?
Right. Well, that was brilliant programming by me.
What was the butt man shot?
The butt man in all his videos, he would have like seven girls in bikinis and just bent
just
over
lined
shot
up.
From behind.
Right.
Yeah. It's like some creepy, horrifying. You think Charlie Rose is a creep?
Yeah.
Right. Got nothing on us.
Well, he's got nothing on John Stagliano, a.k.a.
Buttman.
Buttman, right? Everybody knows that. Do you know what Buttman's big claim to fame is?
He had HIV?
He's got HIV. Yeah.
I remember. It's not a claim to fame that you want.
Yeah, no, it's not a good one. Grab so later me. In his career, he would just have girls dance for him. That's what he had
Drabby,
to do.
I got nothing but Billions fans texting in.
Well, who's going to text and say, I don't watch Billions? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, you're obviously
people
wrong.
People are defensive about it.
People definitely watch
yeah,
it.
I know. That's the picture of
your claim
Bob
was
Man.
No one watched. We were the only guys who watched Billions.
Chuck Rhodes versus Bobby Axelrod. It's a good rivalry.
But I'm reading take your word for it.
I'm reading that the ratings have declined in season 3. So they don't know if there's going to be a season 4.
Ooh.
Buttman kind of looks like Farley.
he looks like so Chris
Farley.
Bad.
I bet he can't run a marathon like Farley.
He looks.
He looks. Like, it looks like he looks like he ran about 10 marathons in a row. That's
well,
how.
Looks like somebody
that's
ran
how gaunt
over
he is.
His face.
With yeah.
He's Farley's, face Farley's pavement.
Yeah, Farley's pacer shoes are squishing his face for a
he
mile.
He may not be able to run a marathon, but I bet he's run some trains.
Oh, I'm yeah. sure, yeah.
100%.
All right. We are going to talk some NBA playoffs a little bit later.
JP with the
Antonio zinc. Daniels from the former Wizard will join us coming up at 9:20. Hey, remember, you want to listen all day. It's 106.7 The Fan. Top of the hour, your chance to win in the $12,000 a day cash flash contest. So your next chance to win, that's 9 o'clock. Listen to our boy Pete Medhurst.
Nice.
Pedro.
I slept very poorly last night, despite having two alcoholic beverages. And then when I was tossing
you had
and turning,
something besides beer?
No, just two beers.
Okay.
And then at 10:30, I'm tossing and turning in bed. I'm just staring at the ceiling. Took two Benadryl. Still was tossing and turning all night.
Is that because of allergies, the Benadryl, or you just wanted to
both? Because my
really
allergy
knock yourself out.
Is that good to mix the Benadryl with the beer?
It's probably, not advised.
Probably not. It's probably not great.
You don't really care. What do you?
Cakes
wake up
always
like Heath
goes.
Ledger.
Cakes I'm always gonna, goes to the rock stars
side.
That take 20
yeah,
pills.
Again, I've said this a billion times. If guys like Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue and Keith Richards,
yeah, but they're
abuse-
the outliers. They're not the standard.
Okay, look, I'm not shooting heroin into my arm like guys like Shannon Hoon.
He's not
from
drinking
Blind
a fifth
Melon.
Of Jack Daniels.
Hey, I just care about the guy.
I understand.
You're
nobody else cares.
Cares.
That.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you that two Benadryl and two beers should deliver the knockout blow that I need.
So what time
should.
Did you actually fall asleep? Do you remember looking at the clock and it was 11 o'clock?
Midnight-ish, if I would have to guess.
You know what's almost undefeated in delivering the knockout blow?
I know.
When you need to
I
go
know
to sleep.
I know what you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
flogging the dolphin.
Will you
like every time.
Yes.
Will you take a nappy nap today? 100%. Since you know you'll be up kind of late tonight?
150% chance.
Although I'm glad that the game starts at 7 and not 7:30. That's a big difference.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The 7:12-ish puck drop.
Yeah, because at 7:30, they usually don't start till 7:40-ish.
Yeah, and then the third period starts at like 9:25, 9:30.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
So tonight won't be too bad.
I saw something online earlier. Rich Tandler, of course, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington, put out a poll, and it was about Alex Smith. So Alex Smith, who's going to be the new quarterback for the Washington Redskins, turns 34 today.
Mm-hmm.
In our world, that's still young.
So young.
But in the NFL world, 34.
I was so
up.
Silly then. I was legit 8 plus, probably, 34.
And what are you now?
Probably slipped to...
6.75?
I think I'm still in the 7s, but I slipped.
This is 34. You're saying 8 plus?
Yeah, I just didn't have good hair that day. Didn't have good... That's waking up and doing a morning show.
You're joking.
I'm just saying.
That's waking up and doing a morning show. Get me when I'm at a wedding and I look silly.
Yeah,
that's
twice.
Why don't we ever have Cal on the show anymore, by the way?
Because he's too busy traveling the world hyping up Roy Rogers.
Why don't you flash it for the camera? That's a picture with Cal Ripken and Billy Ripken from 2004. I think
Cal
it says April 8th, 2004. So EB is 34 there. The rest of us are 33.
That's fine.
Drabby,
we're all born in 70.
That's doing a morning show.
Drabby, did you put a request in for Cal?
I did a couple weeks ago, and John Maroon said that he's going to have him come in studio All-Star weekend.
You know Jason is butt-sized because he's... He's flashing a quarter smile in this picture.
Mm-hmm. Which, it's because Cal's next
which
to
is
me.
What you don't usually get that from him in a picture.
You don't know correct. This, but my hand is on Cal's butt in my picture.
Jealous.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
you're not as lucky as me because Cal has his hand on your boy's shoulder.
That's true.
Right there.
But anyway.
That's why Cal has a smile on his face.
The poll about Alex Smith, who turns 34 today, was how many years do you think he will be the starting quarterback? 1, 2, 3. Four or beyond.
I would say between 3 and 4 for sure.
I'd say
3's guaranteed. And then if he's playing well, he could play at 38 easy.
I think they'll draft a quarterback maybe next year, definitely the year after.
They're not drafting a quarterback next year. No way. Unless he plays just like...
It might be a quarterback like...
It's too early.
It could be a fourth rounder.
But a quarterback like Ilya, like the Steelers.
Yeah.
Well, you draft a fourth rounder.
It doesn't have to be a first rounder.
They drafted him in the third round, I believe.
Right, and there's kind of a storyline there that Ben Roethlisberger says he's not interested in mentoring him.
Yeah, what a douche.
It looks like the potential out for Alex Smith is the 2021 season.
And there was a story about...
Unless he plays poor.
A very small little nugget about Joe Flacco. That he hasn't even contacted Lamar Jackson, not even a congratulatory text.
Right.
The old guys don't get that sized when the teams draft younger players.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's awful.
Because the writing's on the wall.
It's awful to be in your mid-30s and you're about ready to retire.
I'm sure you'd be sized if CK hired a new morning man and you had to groom him.
Yeah, like a new fresh group of recruits in here, like 25 to 30 years old.
That's what the Granddaddy Show is.
Roethlisberger doesn't have time for it.
I mean, that's just the way it
works. Flacco doesn't have time for it. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you know what? He'll see him in training camp.
Rudolph handled it well. But the question is, I have thought all along that Alex Smith was here for at least a 3 to 4 year run, and if it went extraordinarily well, he could play 5 or 6 years. Probably by 40, you'd say he'd be done.
I think it also is dependent on how they do this year, because how they do this year is going to, I think, will decide Jay Gruden's fate.
Sure.
And if you have a new coach come in,
I'm ready to go through the schedule.
Then all of a sudden, a new coach. Is ready to bring in
you just
his
never
guy.
Know. You never know.
And may go
yeah,
with
but
the
they're
young quarterback.
Locked in with Smith.
But I mean, with their contract.
Right, but I'm saying draft somebody.
He'll be here for 3 years.
I don't see them drafting somebody and then getting into some quarterback controversy next year. That seems dumb.
Right, but maybe he would be
in 2020.
It'd be a Patrick Mahomes situation where next year they draft somebody who sits behind Alex Smith.
I'm real curious to see how that Mahomes situation works out because they pushed out a perfectly competent quarterback on an unknown.
Right.
A guy with a big arm. You know, a lot of guys walking on the streets with big arms.
Well, you got
that team.
You have to make the decision sooner or later.
Division.
Yeah, I would wait until the guy was broken. That's what I would do.
That
if you
division,
have a proven commodity.
That division's gonna be tough. Broncos defense with Von Miller and Chubb, and now they have Case Keenum at quarterback. You have the Raiders, and then the Chargers had a good draft.
I will say this though: I like the Redskins draft enough that I'd be willing to consider giving them another game or two. that I didn't before. You know, I like the – I don't know if I'm thrilled that they signed Sean Laval to solve the guard situation, but really, I guess you got a guy there, if he stays healthy, that you could be reasonably comfortable with. Be more comfortable with him than Kwanjo at this point. But overall, I like their moves. I just think they have a very difficult schedule.
They have mini camp this week?
Aren't they supposed to have? Did they have the little camp after the draft? Don't they often have it right after the draft?
Some teams already did.
Yeah, I can remember the Redskins having it right after the draft.
The rookie mini camp.
Yeah, did they do that? No, they're doing that Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be good. Size to see guys. Size for guys. We got to do that. The T-shirt bit.
It'll get shot down immediately.
What happened to Buttgeist?
Yeah, Buttgeist.
There'll be copyright issues.
There's no copyright with Buttgeist.
There's definitely no copyright
with
Buttgeist.
That's our own word. Yeah, but you created that word,
Buttgeist. Yeah, but you're taking his name as part of it.
That's not his name. Well, you do it one word, Buttgeist. There's no. Ask,
you think there would be issues
ask
with
our lawyer. Is Linda Feldman still
spell, spell it differently.
Did she make the transition over?
Maybe it gets through.
Ask
so spell
Linda Feldman.
G-I-C-E-D.
Yeah, spell
instead
it
instead of G-U-I-C-E-D.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
What about Buttgeist? When we say that.
Yeah.
Well, Geist isn't his last name. So even there, you're free. Last name is Geist.
Right.
Right.
And we're
so
throwing
you,
butt.
So you add the D, you're fine.
There's no way you have a copyright on Buttgeist.
I think you're probably okay.
Right. And you know what? If you're a copyright guy not named Rom.
What kind of image are we going to use? Like, is just going to say butt guys?
Maybe like butt cheeks.
Yeah, like two cheeks.
When he
can get his butt. With a football in between them.
Valdez, when are the It's Just Sports beanies and tees coming along? How far along are we on that?
They're right behind the butt guys shirts.
Okay. I think it works. I think we'd sell a ton.
Let's do it.
Right, remember, Burgundy and gold.
I'd like some extra cheese.
Remember, coming up at 9:20, Antonio Daniels will join us
AD.
As we talk NBA playoffs here on the Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.